Praise God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. God gave him a promise. The promise was born. I said the promise was born, and then God said, give me the promise back. And Abraham didn't quite understand exactly how all that was going to happen. I've got a promise. Now you're telling me to kill my promise. Hello? He just did some calculating. I don't know that there'd ever been anybody raised from the dead, but hey man, Abraham said, well, I have to do what God said. So the boy's got the promise, has got to die. Amen. But oh, hallelujah. Praise God. But somehow or another, God's still going to do what he said. I got news for you. Amen. When it looks like it's all falling apart, amen, God's still going to do what he said. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I don't know if we need to go too much farther or not. We're just going to follow after the Holy Ghost here this morning. Hallelujah. God's going to do what he said, but you've got to give him what he asked for. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's let him move on you here this morning. Praise God. Amen. If you make me preach, I won't preach this good. So I'm telling you, folks. Praise God. I just feel the presence of God here today. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 I know he just wants me. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah! I may just like to give yourself completely to him. I don't even know how to accomplish it, Brother Shaw, sometimes, but I've prayed over and over. God, I want to be yours. And yours only. I don't even see how to reach that end, Brother Abdias. I don't know how to reach that end, but he knows how to take me there. Praise God. I want to be his and his only. Amen. That's not just for preachers, folks. Amen. God wants all of you. I said, God wants all of you. He's not... I don't know what we're going to do, but we're just going to follow the Lord the best we know how. Amen. He don't want just some little part of your life. Amen. He don't want to be relegated to a corner somewhere. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When he asks for it, I want to give it to him. Amen. Because it's better in his hands than it is in mine. Amen. God, amen, will do something with you if you'll give him yourself. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your... It's what? It is your reasonable service. I'll be reasonable, preacher. It is reasonable for you to give everything to God. I know you thought it was unreasonable to give him 10%. Oh, wait a minute. I know I'm the evangelist. I don't need to preach on money. The offering's already been taken. I'll be all right, won't I? And the tithes don't come here anyway. Can somebody say amen? You thought it was unreasonable. Amen, but it's reasonable to give him everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to give him everything. 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 Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to have to preach again. I don't know what the Lord wants to do, but listen. I don't know how many times I've told folks in recent years, if you are not happy to be holiness, you are not. Hello. If you are not happy to be his, you are not. Praise God. Let's go yonder and worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go yonder and worship. Amen. And worship meant giving him everything. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, amen. We're going to make the vacationer sing some more here tonight, here this morning. It ain't not yet. I ain't got that carried away. Hallelujah. When you just focus your mind on Him and, amen, what He might want from you here this morning, we'll just, praise God, we got 2 hours. Don't worry. We'll do whatever the Lord wants us to do here today. Praise God. Let's worship Him.
Everything.
You could give it to Him. I know here, I got them started. Keep on playing, get ready.
Come on,
preach. They're fixing to sing, but listen to me. Hey, man, if you have to come to the altar to give it to Him, come on. I said, if you have to come to the altar to give it to Him, come on. But you can lift up holy hands. Amen. Surrender a heart right here on Sunday morning. And what you've been hesitating to give, amen, when you surrender, amen, there'll be the joy you've been wondering where it went. Praise God. Amen. The joy will come back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's worship Him. Amen. Give it to Him. Listen to the Holy Ghost here today. He's given an altar service already. Hallelujah.
God wants to breathe. It's not your Isaac that He wants.
He wants you.
Hallelujah.
And when I lay
my Isaac down.
With a broken heart. Let my father's cry. Justify you as a new
God wants to be.
Lay
my eyes down.
Hallelujah.
broken heart, but the Father's proud.
Glory!
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory to God. I'll tell you what, folks. Hallelujah. Helping her. Woo! He can do it all at one time. Amen. Help our preachers. Amen. Help our pastors and pastors' wives. And amen. Help the saints of God. Amen. But somebody needs to respond to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Right here on Sunday morning. Amen. Woo! Amen. You want to text? Amen. Lay your Isaac down here today. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Respond to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Right here. Hallelujah.
My eyes.
That's right, sing it. Woo!
My Father's proud.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and lay yours down here today. Hallelujah. Don't you appreciate the presence of the Lord we felt already here tonight, this morning? Praise God. I don't want to get in his way. When the Holy Ghost is moving, it's when I'm most hesitant to do anything sometimes. I don't want to miss out on what he's got for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe if you'll surrender all, you'll be happier than you've ever been. Praise God. The only folks that holiness is hard for are those riding the fence. Can somebody say amen? Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus is with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for a radio sermon? Y'all know what a radio sermon is, don't you? Now, you're not going to hold me to me real strict, okay? But radio sermons when you know you have to quit because everybody's going to quit you if you don't. Once they flip the switch, folks, it's all over. No matter how anointed you are. Hello. Ain't nobody hearing you. Praise God. Joshua chapter 7. God bless you so much. God bless you for your giving this morning. Appreciate the presence of the Lord. And I said for years, I'm not a real good cheerleader. I don't have it in me to just push folks and push them to do something. But when the Holy Ghost is here, I do like to get a hold of them sometimes and shake them a little bit and say, hey, there's somebody here. Hello. There's God. No sense in you going home without what you can get from him. Praise God. Joshua chapter 7. Appreciate our vacationers singing for us again this morning. I told him, said, keep on singing. I'll take a vacation. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 7. I'm not going to read all of this passage for the sake of what's left of my radio sermon. And I know, please don't. You're not making me feel like I have to quit at noon. You know, I don't have to testify for a little while. I think I will. Praise God. I don't feel any pressure to quit. I just feel like I need to deliver this right quick. And we'll just go from there. This is the story of Achan and Ai. And sounds like a lot of negative, but I hope I can bring it back around for you. I'm just going to read verse 19, just the first part of it, and then I'm going to try to preach if the Lord will help me. Joshua chapter 7, verse 19. Joshua said unto Achan, my son, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him. Praise God. if you want a title for this, it may not, I just forget it. You don't need one, do you? Praise God. I know you remember the story. Most of you do. And I don't like to say that because there's always somebody who doesn't, but I'm just going to jump right in because I want to deliver it. And so you can go home and eat your roast. Praise God. Hey, man, this is the story of children of Israel coming against a tiny little town called Ai after an astounding victory at Jericho. And they come against a little town of Ai, and I want to give them credit right quick for one thing. They expected victory. Hey, man, now that's something I don't find everywhere I go now. Hey, man, is an expectation of victory. Hey, man, there's just a lot of folks who don't expect much. I guess, forgive me, most places I've preached or pastored, always like Sunday morning, maybe because nobody expected much and it was easy to deliver. Hello? Forgive me. Hey, man, but there's not a lot of expectation of victory anymore, really. Hey, man, in the prayer line, there's not a lot of expectation. Hey, man, midweek service, there's not a lot of expectation. Hey, man, Sunday school, there's just not a lot of expectation. But how many knows, hey, man, our God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hey, man, we ought to have an expectation of victory. Hey, man, based on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, but there was an expectation of victory, but, hey, man, there was also an experience of defeat. They expected to win, Brother Terry. They expected victory. They experienced defeat. Hey, man, this is just a little town. Let's send a few over there. Hey, man, they didn't lose many. You could have spun these statistics and made it look like a real military victory, folks. We came back with 99.7%. I had the percentage down at one point. We came back with 99.7% of our soldiers. We only lost. Yeah, but you were defeated. Hello? Hey, man, can I tell you really, hey, man, where there is an expectation of victory and an experience of defeat, hey, man, it causes the leadership here to, hey, man, take a few steps back, and Joshua starts to express his, hey, man, displeasure with the whole situation. Hey, man, and he starts talking, and folks, when we, hey, man, in the church at large, hey, man, I'm hoping that we're beginning to feel, hey, man, an expectation of victory. Praise God. I'm hearing a whole lot of folks, and I'm not gonna spend a whole lot of time on this here today. Hey, man, Brother Micah got us onto it during camp meeting, but hey, man, it's been on my heart. I'm believing God, and you all are experiencing it right here. Hey, man, the healing power of Almighty God. Hello? Hey, man, and my expectations are not going down, folks. They're building up. Amen. And I know that sometimes the prayer line, amen, does not match my expectation. Can somebody hear me here today? Amen. It doesn't match my expectation. Amen. And so, amen, when our expectation and our experience are different, amen, it causes us to have to take inventory and decide what is the problem. Joshua says, God, you mind me paraphrasing here today? Our radio time's about out already. I got to hurry. You mind me paraphrasing here? Joshua says, God, it's your fault. You just take him back a few chapters. He starts sounding like 10 other guys that we didn't really like very well. Hey, man, Joshua was a man of victory, of faith and confidence. And now he's saying the exact same words that 10 spies said when they got back from Canaan land after spying out the territory. What'd you bring us out here to kill us for, God? It's your fault. Hello? Now, folks, I got news for you. Hey, man, when we are experiencing a lack of victory, hey, man, a lack of revival, hey, man, a lack of healing, a lack of miracles, Amen. You can just step back and say, well, amen, it's God's fault. Amen. It's not God's will to do it. Amen. It's not God's plan. It's just not God's time. It's just not. Yeah. Hello. Amen. You say, well, amen, but I got news for you. Really? Amen. I don't have that tendency in me, I guess. Amen. Maybe I'm just a little, amen, down on myself sometimes, but I don't tend to blame God for it. I begin to tend to blame me. Hello. Amen. But I got news for you. Amen. It's not God's fault. Amen. Amen. Joshua expresses his displeasure to God and says, why is this happening? Why is this not happening? Amen. What is wrong, God? Amen. And God explains the problem. He says, get up. Stop talking to me this way. It's not my problem. Hello? I really hope you don't mind the paraphrases here today. It's not my problem. Amen. You need to get up and take care of the problem. Amen. Because the problem is there's sin in the camp. Somebody has taken of the accursed thing. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But can I tell you this? Amen. There's always hope for revival. I said there's always hope for revival. Amen. And I find it in some words I think we kind of overlook sometimes because, amen, I believe God offered the opportunity for, amen, an expected repentance, amen, even from Achan. Because he gives him one night. There's sin in the camp. Let's find it now. God says, there's sin in the camp. But we're going to find it tomorrow. Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. Y'all still here? Amen, I'm about to quit, you know. Amen, I'm going to get it all in a few minutes. Amen, but I'm telling you folks, amen, I'm glad there's an opportunity. Amen, for if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, amen, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land and forgive their sin. Amen, I'm glad God, amen, gives us an opportunity of repentance. I know, ain't it easy? I'm preaching to some of the best folks I know of anywhere. So I'm not a preacher with suspicion here today. I'm just a man with a message, all right? It's easy to look around and say, well, if sin is the problem for what we're not seeing, and there's somebody across the aisle or across the church that you've already pinpointed. Well, I know what's wrong with them. Hello? Y'all still here now? I know what's wrong with them. They still say they don't have a television, but I know what they watch. Now I don't know where that came from, but it came to me, so you got it. Huh? Well, listen. Amen. It's this sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. Amen. It's not about sanctifying your neighbor. Amen. If God, amen, God expected repentance, but God will expose the sinner if necessary. Hello? I said God expects repentance, but amen, if repentance is not forthcoming, amen, God can expose the sin. Amen, that's what happens here in Joshua chapter 7. Hello? Amen, I'll tell you what I want to do. Praise God. Amen, listen. You say, well, I wish God would expose. What if he exposes everything? Huh? What if? God needs to expose it. What if he hears my... me snap at my children, you know? Decides to tell everybody. You want everything told, really? You know, I just told on myself. I can get the snapping at my children sometimes. Amen. Lord, help me. I'm feeling convicted up here preaching. Did you know you can pray and repent while you're preaching? I don't know if you knew that or not, but I have and do. Hello. But listen to me. Amen. What if he exposed? You don't want God to expose everything. Amen. You want an opportunity to repent. Amen. You want an opportunity to surrender it all. You want an opportunity to give. Hello? Amen. Brother Cheek, I messed up. Okay. Amen. Achan did too. Amen. But God said, you got a few hours here. I'm going to give you overnight. I want you to think about it. Amen. Achan may have had to sleep on it. Can somebody hear me here today? Amen. He had to sleep over top of it. And that thing down there underneath. Y'all hear me here today? Amen, Brother Chica. Amen, what do you... I'm not here to do anything except obey God. Amen, and I got news for you. Amen, if we're going to have a revival, amen, there's going to have to be a removal. Amen, of the sin. Amen, personally, or God can do it. Not a space of repentance. You mean, Brother Cheek, you think Achan could have? If Achan's heart changed, when the heart changes, the sentence changes. You don't believe that? Read Jonah. Hallelujah. Amen. The sentence changed, Brother Abdias, because they were different people than they were. Amen. In chapter 1. Hallelujah. Amen. They were different people. Amen. And the sentence had to change because God cannot judge. Amen. That repented. Amen. Broken, contrite heart. Amen. God has to say, I'll have mercy on that. You don't believe the sentence changes when the heart changes? Ahab. Walk softly. If the sentence can change on Ahab, the sentence can change on Achan. Hello? Amen. But Achan didn't take his opportunity. And I have this kind of narrow thought about how God reveals things. Now listen, what's mine is my children's. But they have to ask, right? Had the Lord speak to me once about some money I had laying out of the blue. Said, so-and-so took some of that money. The Lord didn't tell me how much they took. He just told me how much was left. Here, I don't understand all that. Hello. So when I got to where it was, I probably needed that. I counted it, and behold, must have been God, not my little imagination. Can somebody say amen? Hey man, come on now. Now repentance happened before I even had to confront anything. Y'all hear me? So don't you go thinking bad about my children. Y'all still here? Don't you do it. Hey, man, I saw some of the repentance before I ever confronted it, and I eventually said, hey, this is what happened. This is when it happened. This is how it happened. So I gave it back. I said, yeah, I saw you gave it back. It was insignificant, but somebody needed to know. Hello? Somebody needed to know. Now listen to me here today. Amen. We have a narrow way. We have a narrow-minded way of thinking about how God reveals. God's going to deal with the preacher. He's going to jump up and point me out and call it. Or he might just let you mess up and expose it yourself. Y'all still here? I'm trying to quit. Amen. But God will expose it.
Why?
Because it has to be removed. It has to be eliminated. Amen. The sin must go. You hear me here today? The sin must go in order for victory to return. Hallelujah. Amen. And the man of God was left with the messy job of leading the service, in which God said, I'm going to expose it. How many would rather repent? How many would rather make it right? Amen. Well, I want to tell you this, and I'm trying to close. I'm coming quickly to a close, I believe, here today. Amen. You know what happened when the sin was removed? Amen. And it didn't matter who's... Amen. You realize this? Amen. All of these families, and they did it by lot. And amen. It took a tribe, and then took a family, and took a household, and amen. Took a man. Amen. This man was somebody's boy. Amen. This man was somebody's grandson. Amen. This man was somebody's daddy. Amen. But it didn't really matter to God who it was. Amen. If they didn't repent, the sin has to be expunged. Amen. It has to be removed. Can somebody, amen, hear me preach for a few more minutes? Praise God. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, when the sin was removed, amen, God said, amen, I'm going to give you victory again. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I've been preaching
more and more. I said, I don't think I'm preaching to a house full of sinners, but I'm going to preach like I do.
I don't want to suspect anybody, much less everybody. Brother Eddie, I just have to preach and let the Holy Ghost So, unless you're watching what you shouldn't be watching, I haven't even named your problem. How come it's on your mind? I didn't name that. How come it's on your mind? I don't care what that preacher said. You should. Huh? But you should. Amen, because he's just trying to get rid of what's killing you. Amen, he's trying to get rid of... I don't know that it was any of Achan's family who died on the battlefield, but somebody died. I'm about to quit. Amen, can I tell you? Amen, oh, glory be to God. Amen, I'm glad there was a renewed expectation of victory. And somebody say amen. You say, Brother Cheek, what? Amen, how's this apply to us? Well, read Acts. Amen, I guess that's Acts. Is it Acts chapter 5? Amen, where we start off with Ananias and Sapphira? Amen, Acts chapter 5. Say, what about that, Brother Cheek? Well, amen, God exposed sin. Amen, the fear of God fell on all that heard. Amen, and before this chapter is over, amen, there are signs and wonders wrought by the hands of the apostles. Amen, there's healing and miracles taking place. Amen, but there is a purge. Amen, before the revival. Can somebody, amen, help me here today? I want to be right in the middle of the revival. Amen, I want my heart purified. Amen, I want my heart sanctified. Amen. I want God to move on me. Woo!
Holy Ghost of heaven.
Sweetheart, come to the piano. This must have been a 30-minute radio program, and we still got 5 minutes of music to play. It's 12:09. Sorry if that shocked you, just leave quietly. Hey man, I don't feel like I'm just gonna try to give a specific altar call here today. Hey man, hallelujah. We just need to let him move again right now. Because he's still right here.
You understand? Your pastor's not out to get you. He's out to rip out by the roots what's killing you and hindering the move of God. If God moved on me to call you out and name your sin, I think I'd probably crumble to the floor. Because that's not what I want. I hope I'd obey God. I hope I'd have enough sensitivity to know for sure it was God so I could obey God. Hello? That's not what I want. God wants us clean. I heard Brother John Gabbert talking about it here just some time ago. Brother Gabbert said, him and God's still looking for somebody hungry enough, humble enough, and holy enough, amen, to use, amen, for his kingdom. Can somebody hear me here today? Amen. And I'll tell you what, I want to humble my heart before God. Amen. Now listen, amen, as a strange command to a sinful man, give glory to God. He wasn't saying they can worship, because Achan wasn't fit to worship. He was just saying, Achan, son, confess. I blamed God, and it wasn't God. It was you. We should have been giving glory to God today for victory at Ai. But your sin robbed God of that celebration. Hello? Your sin robbed God of the celebration because your sin caused defeat and they blame God. Give glory to God now. Confess, son. It's not God, it's me. It's not God, it's me. Amen. I got news for you. Amen. Your confession, amen, is an act of humility and obedience before God. And as if you're going to tell him something he doesn't already know. I want to get it right. Stand with me, please. I get the feeling the Holy Ghost. Feel like I could go on too long right now. Why preach that way? Because we're robbing God of his glory by allowing that thing to linger. I see lots of faces in here that I would consider friends even if we don't talk a lot. Hello? But my calling demands I preach to you anyway. How many wants to make it right before God? And you know what? After a message like this, sometimes it's the most sanctified who hit the altar first because they're sensitive to what's in their heart. Hello? Come on now. Amen. I'm opening the altar while she begins to play. Just play softly, whatever she feels like doing here this morning, this afternoon. And when you're through praying, amen, I'm turning it to the leadership of the church right now. Let's gather, amen, into this altar and pray here today. Amen. Let's search our own hearts. How about our own hearts today? How about we search our own hearts today? Come on. Come on.